Well, later this month, there's a new Kiefer Sutherland show debuting on ABC. It's called Designated Survivor. Sutherland plays Tom Kirkman, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, who becomes president after a disaster.
Mike, please, just tell us what you know.
Capitol's been attacked. Congress. Cabinet. Eagle is gone. Sir, you are now the president of the United States.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And just listening to that, I feel kind of like I'm listening to 24, but how does this new Sutherland show look to you?
Jack Bauer becomes president.
Right.
Actually, no, it's not that, actually, because this character on the surface is very different than Jack Bauer. He's this sort of every guy who doesn't get to go to the State of the Union just in case a meteor hits the Capitol building and everybody in government is killed. And the Capitol explodes. And suddenly, Sutherland's character becomes president. And he plays him as a very mild-mannered guy who has this core of sort of values. But he's not an action-oriented, aggressive kind of guy. And so I can see why Sutherland might want to play this role that is a very different guy on the surface than Jack Bauer is.
And this will be one of a number of presidents being played on television. And we wanted to talk to you about that because there have been so many shows and so many really hot shows that are about Washington and about the White House. Let's listen here to one of the most famous at this point, Kevin Spacey as Frank Underwood. Here he is on the Netflix show House of Cards.
This is the president. We're getting closer and we will find you. The only question is, will you work with us before we get there?
Eric, why is Hollywood so interested, obsessed with Washington? And what do you think that these shows say about how Hollywood views Washington?
I think, obviously, the presidency is the most powerful job in America, quite possibly the most powerful job in the world. And so there's a fascination with depicting that. I do feel like people in Washington can be so cynical and they can seem like smarty pants in a way, you know. And the presidents who are shown as being sort of effective and virtuous are the presidents who are connected to sort of basic values that, you know, everyday people can connect to. And there are presidents who have a talent for cutting through that nonsense and connecting to those values and using those values to power the decisions that they make for the nation. So when I'm thinking about Morgan Freeman and the president that he played in Deep Impact, or I'm thinking about Dennis Haysbert and the president that he played on 24, that's why those presidents were presented as virtuous figures on the TV show and why they were beloved, I think, by TV audiences.
And then there are the presidents that are total buffoons, like the one in Veep, as Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's just amazing in that show. She's won an Emmy for the show the past 3 years. Let's listen to a clip here. She's running for president and trying to decide whether to ask for a recount in Nevada.
No. That doesn't make any sense. Nevada is my state. I'm going to be president. I'm going to be the first elected lady president. I'm going to have a lovely inauguration. Billy Joel is going to sing. So you guys have to stop the recount.
I'm sorry, what?
Stop the count.
Right. Shut up, Gary.
You're going to cancel this recount like Anne Frank's bat mitzvah.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Wow. Okay. Eric, what no. about this one?
So the thing about Veep and this character, Selina Meyer, is that she is an awful person, right?
Yeah.
And in a way, it connects to what I said before. Like, what we see in the Kiefer Sutherland pilot, for example, is a guy who's constantly underestimated by these people in Washington who are power brokers who think they know how the world works and are overly cynical and too smart for the room. But he has these very basic values that allows him to succeed and cut through the nonsense and be this underappreciated gem. In Veep, we have a character who is so self-involved and so focused on herself. One of the best episodes is called Mother, where her mother passes away and she never had a great relationship with her mother. And she has to speak at the funeral right after she's been told that she's lost
right.
her effort to become president. And when you hear the speech, you don't know if she's talking about losing the presidency or if she's talking about losing her mother. And that tells you all you need to know about the character, all you need to know about how they're depicting that character.
Well, Eric, let me ask you one more thing, because I feel like in shows that have a president for the last many years, they do make an effort to either put in a female president or, in the case of 24, to have a black president. What do you think about how these shows deal with diversity and push the idea that the president doesn't have to be a white man?
I think the reason they do that, quite frankly, is to make the show seem a little more forward-looking. Mm. And along the way, they get us used to the idea that a black man could be president or that a woman could be president. Now, there are some critics who have said that this also benefits actual people. Like, one reason why Barack Obama might have been able to be elected president is because Dennis Haysbert and Morgan Freeman came along in these fictional roles and prepared us for that idea. But I think it's more about the shows just trying to look like they're on the cutting edge. And it feels different to have a non-white president. It feels like the future. It doesn't feel like something we've seen before.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about presidents on TV, the fake ones, not the real ones. Eric, thanks.
Thank you.